Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
The Irish Times is reporting this evening that the medicines regulator is investigating the first Irish case of a very rare blood clot possibly connected to the AstraZeneca vaccine. We're going to speak now to the paper's public affairs editor, Simon Carswell. Simon, thank you very much for joining us this evening. What can you tell us about this case and the woman involved?
Well, we know that the woman is a 40-year-old Dublin woman. She's been treated at the Mater Hospital for cerebral venous sinus thrombosis. And this is the blood clot in the brain that the EU medicines regulator, the European Medicines Agency, concluded this week was possibly linked to the AstraZeneca jab. The woman received the jab. She is a healthcare worker. She works in the health services, and she received the jab towards the end of last month. She experienced severe headaches over the end of last month, and it got worse. And by the following, about a week after getting the vaccine, she was seen by her doctor and was admitted to the Mater Hospital with these headaches. And she is in recovery, and she's expected to be discharged from the Mater in the coming days after spending a week in the stroke in one of the hospital's stroke wards.
Yeah, you're reporting in the paper that her face started to get puffy and swelled up. That's why she went to the GP.
Yeah, it was a major concern to her and her family, and that I spoke to the sister of the woman, and she said that she had been horrendously sick with flu-like symptoms and was bedbound for 2 days after receiving the first dose of the vaccine in a Dublin hospital. Now, we asked the state's medicines watchdog, the Health Products Regulatory Authority. They hadn't, as of today, earlier today, received any notification of cases of this very rare blood clot in the brain that has concerned regulators and others. But the Health Products Regulatory Authority confirmed that it had received what they described as a case of interest associated with the AstraZeneca vaccine, which describes this CVST, this unusual clot in the brain. And they're going to be carrying out further investigation. They're going to follow up on this to obtain additional details and to evaluate if it's consistent with the profile of the rare blood clotting events that have been the focus of the recently concluded EMA review.
So, as you say, this woman, she's 40 years old. Do we know, did she have any underlying conditions?
She, according to her sister, no. She was a healthy 40-year-old. She hadn't experienced any illness in the past, and that she just thought this was initially a bad headache, and then thought it was connected to his stress, and then thought it was a migraine. But when obviously her conditions deteriorated and her face started to get puffy, as you say, and swell up, she decided that she had to get a doctor's appointment, and the doctor didn't like the look of what was happening, so admitted her to hospital straight away.
So just to be clear then, Simon, on where it stands at the moment, she had the vaccine, she had a reaction after she had the vaccine, but it has not been confirmed at this point whether or not those two things are linked.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't been confirmed yet. And this is what the HPRA, the watchdog, will look into. They'll investigate whether there is a link between the two. As I say, they described it as a case of interest at this stage, but they will be investigating further as to whether there is a link to this woman's condition and the fact that she had received the AstraZeneca vaccine.
And she was in the stroke ward for a week, but as you say, she is expected to make a full recovery at the moment. Is that right?
She is. She's recovering at the moment. She's expected to be discharged in the coming days. Now, her sister did say that she has been told that she would be out of work for 3 months, that she wouldn't be able to drive for 6 weeks, and that she'd have to live with a relative for a number of weeks or months for observation reasons. And the sister herself says that the severity of this is huge. So while it's good news she's recovering, there are obviously lasting impacts from what she has gone through as a result of this.
Sure, a very serious situation for her. Well, thank you very much for joining us to give us an update in relation to that. That's Simon Carswell, who is Public Affairs Editor with the Irish Times.